This is Radio Kate. I hope you can hear me. I'm sort of whispering a little bit because I feel a bit silly doing an audio booth like I'm about to do in club class. I'm afraid this is probably going to be another one of those overexcitable boos that I've done a couple of recently. This is kind of cool. After all the faff with the online checking and the stress at the airport, British Airways upgraded me to business class, club world, I'm not sure what it's called. I don't care what it's called, it's amazing. I have never ever flown anything but the cheapest economy seat ever. And now, I'm lying down on an aeroplane. I'm lying down flat on an electric seat. There are literally buttons right beside me that make my chair sit up, lie back quite a lot, or lie absolutely flat with a footrest at the other end. In fact, when the footrest isn't down, that's where the magazines are stored. And with my seatbelt on, I can't actually reach the magazines. That's how far away they are. That's how much leg room there is. Even if I put my tippy toes out, I can't reach that. This is amazing. And the headphones. I'm an audio geek. I can't stand those pokey little headphones they give you on airplanes. I want like proper over-the-ear ones, you know, with a little soft sort of fake rubber bit over them. Amazing. I've got a dimmable light. And a drawer. I know that sounds stupid. It's just a drawer, but it's amazingly useful. And a plug socket, so I could charge my iPhone or my put my laptop in. I might need a special adapter for that. And there's a little screen that goes up in between me and the person next to me, so I'm in my own little kind of room, which extends for like at least three windows worth, kind of three and a half, sort of. And I thought, oh, there's no little, you know, on Virgin they give you those packs with an eye mask, and I thought, oh, well, there isn't one of those, I'll have to ask. But no, they came round, and now I have a little pack with an eye mask and some socks and a toothbrush. And some lip salve and some moisturiser. And the drinks came round, and I'm now enjoying a complimentary glass of Buck's Fizz. It's very, very nice as well. And the man who brought the drinks round called me Madame. And yes, when I said, may I possibly have some Buck's Fizz, he said, super.
This is quite fun.
You can probably tell, I'm quite excited. Oh, and then they gave us a menu. I get to choose before I eat what I want to eat. There's a wine list and a menu. So I've selected a fresh seasonal salad, served with vinaigrette, a vegetable moussaka, and I'm probably going to have some cheese and biscuits at the end. How exciting. I could have had Devon potted crab with spelt bread, a trio of tomato with basil pesto, and for my main, I could have had fillet of beef with chicharron sauce, British runner beans and lyonnaise potatoes, haddock and salmon fish cakes with dill and lemon cream sauce, or a chilled main course salad of chicken with Caesar dressing and anchovies. Wow. Quite enjoying this. I'm enjoying this quite a lot. You can probably tell. The only problem with this, of course, is I'm really tired, having spent the entire night either not quite sleeping or packing. I don't really want to sleep through this cool experience, but I think I'm going to have to force myself to, so that I can be awake when I get there. Oh, I forgot. You know, like when they bring around drinks at the beginning of flights, and they give you a naff little can of Coke and some pretzels? Not here, not in club class, no. We've got cashew nuts. Wow. Small things that please me. I was talking about that with Mark Rock just yesterday, the scale of things that please me, and I must boo about that at some other point. But for the moment, yeah, British Airways Club Pass, not half bad. Ooh, and one last thing, I'm going backwards. This is weird, my seat faces backwards. That's kind of cool. Everything's quite cool. That might be the Buck's Fizz going to my head. Anyway, good night all.